بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. In our previous class we had began reading from the chapter the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب ذكري ضعف القلب, the chapter with regards to the mention of the weakness of the heart. The weakness of the heart. And whenever the heart becomes weak, then it will fear. It will fear the people. And it would fear the blame of the people. And it would fear the rejection of the people and not being accepted from the people. And this is from the weakness in faith. The weakness of the heart is from the weakness of the faith in the heart and the trust and the reliance in the heart and the dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the certainty in His promise and the certainty of His decree subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart can become weak in this manner, weak in faith. And the author, he clarified that the strength of the heart, the strength of the heart, it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, He makes firm those whom He selects and chooses subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the example of that are those youth and those young boys who stood up in the face of their society, and the ruler of that time was upon paganism and polytheism, and they were calling to the worship of the idols, but they stood up and they declared their faith and their belief in the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that He alone is the one who is worthy of worship and supplication and invocation and submission and surrender. قَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And this is the example here of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making their hearts firm. وَرَبَطَنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ. And He made their hearts firm, firm with the light of faith, until they were able to face this hardship and this difficulty and to stand up in this manner and to declare their faith, regardless of what the outcome will be for them. They had firm faith and firm belief. And this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, He makes firm those who believe with a firm statement. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes those who believe firm with a firm statement. The statement of La ilaha illallah. And the statement that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. And along with that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Allah, He makes the believers firm with that statement in this life and in the hereafter. And this is a blessing from Allah. So first and foremost, this is an indication that a believer, he will always be afraid of his faith and be afraid of the weakness of his heart and the weakness of his deen. And therefore he will submit and surrender, and he will call on Allah, and he will hope in Allah to make him firm, to make him strong, following in this the best role model and the best example. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. And verily you have the best role model and example in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's been mentioned from him that the supplication that he made most, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِكَ. O turner of the hearts, make my heart firm. Make my heart firm upon your religion. Because the hearts تتقلب, the hearts, they change. And that's why the heart is called القلب in the Arabic language, لأنه يتقلب, because it's turning, it's changing. One day maybe it's firm, and the next day maybe it's loose and weak and weak. So a believer, he will have concern about this affair, and he will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make him firm and to make him strong and to give him success to be upright and to guide him. اهدنا صراط المستقيم. Guide us to the straight path. And he will say that, and he will hear that. He will say it whenever he's praying himself in his salah. And whenever he's praying behind the imam and he hears that, his heart is hoping for that, and his heart is desiring that, and his heart wants that. اهدنا صراط المستقيم. And then whenever he says ameen, he means it. He's not just saying something, and he's not just moving in the motions. Rather, ameen, Allahumma istajib. Oh Allah, guide me to ameen. Ameen, the heart is alive, it wants to be guided. and it knows the dangers of misguidance. So this is the case here. The author, he is referring to this in the first issue. The وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ. This is the example, to be like those who are strong in their faith. They're not afraid of the people. They're not afraid of the harm of the people. This does not mean that they'll be negligent, or that they'll throw themselves and cast themselves into harm's way or into danger, or they will act recklessly and the likes like this. They will act with wisdom, but they will not sacrifice their religion. They will not compromise their deen. They will not sacrifice or compromise their religion, but they will stand firm with wisdom and with knowledge and in the best manner. Like these people, they left. They stood up and they told them that we will never worship that which you worship. And they were firm and they left them. And they were able to bear the burden and the hardship of leaving their family and leaving their lands. They went to a cave where there's no food and no water. And they hid there and they fled with their religion for the sake of their deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aided them and made them an ayah. And likewise, the author, he's reminding us in this chapter that we should not forget that in this life we were tested. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. But the people think that they are going to be left to say they believe and they will not be tested. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test the people. And the believers, they will be tested. The safir has been established. And we have seen the issues related to this in the previous class. So this life is a test. And a person who will be tested in his faith, he'll be tested in his deen. But if he's firm and if he is steadfast and he follows what he knows from the guidance, then this will be a means for him to become even more upright and to become more firm and to have more faith and to be stronger in his religion and to be stronger in his deen. But if he were to fall short in the test and to back down for some of his religion out of fear of the people, then likewise the weakness will come. The weakness will come into his religion and come into his deen, and the shubuhat will affect his heart, waliyadu billah, and he could be tried by these affairs. If he did not hasten to the repentance of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the fitna, it clarifies who the people are, and it clarifies those who are truthful and those who are dishonest in their faith, and it clarifies those who are strong and those who are sincere and those who are pure in their love for Allah Azza wa Jal and their desire for His good pleasure, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who have deficiency in that. And it clarifies the one who is good and the one who is wicked and evil. When the fitna comes, it separates the people. So there are many foul outcomes from the fitna and the trials, but from the good ones, the benefits of that is that the people it's made clear who is who. Whenever the fitna goes away, the reality is clear. Who is a true believer and who is a companion who is reliable and who will abandon you in one moment. And the likes like this for some affairs of the dunya, the tests, they come and they try the people, and the men are known, and the believers, they're clarified. So this is the issue here. And then the author, he also after that mentioned the example of the children of Israel, how they abandoned Musa alayhi salam, how they abandoned their very own prophet whenever he called them to that which is good and to the promise of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and to enter into that land that they were promised, the holy land. And they abandoned him out of fear of the people and out of weakness of the heart and weakness of faith, waliyadu billah, and they disobeyed. And likewise, after this, he mentioned the other verse, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and the beautiful arrangement of these verses, and to clarify this issue, that there are people from mankind that they say that they believe, and they have a stake and claim to faith, but whenever they're tried because of their faith, then they will treat the trial from the people, as if it's the punishment of Allah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ فَإِذَا أُذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. So just as a believer, he will be in accordance to the command of Allah, and he will abide and comply to the ordainments of Allah Azza wa Jal out of fear of his punishment, subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people here, on the other hand, they have treated the blame and the fault of the people like that. So in order to be safe from the blame and the harm of the people, they have agreed with them, and they have conformed to them, and they have complied to them in the disobedience of Allah. So here they're treating the punishment of the people as if it's the punishment of Allah, or the trials of the people as if it's the punishment of Allah. And in the way that a person, he flees from the punishment of Allah to the obedience of Allah, He flees from the punishment of Allah to the obedience of Allah. These people have treated the trials that they face from mankind like this. And instead of bearing those hardships for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they flee from those trials from the people and to conform to them and to obey them and to be like them and to comply to them so that they will stop harming him, so that they will like him and they will be nice to him, or so that they will stop blaming them and the likes like this. So they have fled yani from their harm to the disobedience of Allah. To the disobedience of Allah in reality. So this is the aspect of this verse. So in this manner, the author, he's closing this issue and with these verses here. So a believer, he'll be tried in this life, and there are commandments and there are prohibitions and there are limits and there is a legislation that Allah has set. And so long as a believer, he stays in the limits of that which is allowed for him, then he is upon khayr, he's upon goodness, and he's upon a straight path. But if he transgresses those limits, if he violates those boundaries, then now he has exposed himself to the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. So a believer, he'll be tested. He'll be tested in both avenues, because those limits, they require for a believer to establish obligations and to perform them properly. And they require for a believer to avoid and stay away from the prohibitions likewise. So a person, he could leave the straight path and violate the rights of Allah and the limits of Allah Azza wa Jal by not fulfilling the obligations. By not fulfilling the obligations, or falling short in fulfilling the obligations. Also, he can violate those rights and transgress the limits of Allah Azza wa Jal by transgressing them, by going beyond the boundaries and going into that which is impermissible and falling into that which is haram and forbidden. So a believer, he has to stay in the limits, but he'll be tried. And the one who has a strong heart, then he will be firm in that path. He'll be firm in that path. His heart and his faith and his reliance and his trust in Allah Azza wa Jal will keep his feet firm in those boundaries. But if the heart becomes weak, then he will transgress them accordingly. And so from the weakness of the heart, and the meanings of that is that a person, if his heart becomes weak, he'll become a coward. And being a coward, yani, means that he will be afraid to establish some of the rights of Allah. إِذَا أُذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ. If he is harmed for the sake of Allah, yani meaning that somebody finds fault with him or dislikes him or does not help him or honor him or respect him because of his religion. This is the case here. Maybe somebody will hope to have a friend, or hope to have a companion, or hope to have the respect of somebody. And then, in turn, in order to get that, what is required to have the love of that person, to have nearness to that person, he will have to sacrifice his religion. He will have to give up something from his deen. Because that particular person, maybe he does not respect Islam or have any honor for the deen. So this is the case here. And if the heart is strong, he's not going to care what the people say about him. He's going to be courageous in his religion. He's going to have courage to say, I'm a Muslim. Some people there, if you come around them and they see you in public, they're shy to even have someone give salam to them. This is from a weak heart, and this is because of cowardice. And they don't want to, don't say salam to me in front of the people. Some people are like this. If you catch them in public, salam alaikum, brother, and he'll shy away from you. He'll shy away from you, afraid that the people will know that he's a Muslim. Waliyadu billah. This is from a great weakness in the heart. Rather, a believer, he's proud of his religion, and he's thankful for his deen. Alhamdulillah, I'm a Muslim. Like this. And he will announce that and proclaim, I'm a Muslim. I'm a Muslim. Yani, there's no problem in that. Rather, this is honor and respect. This doesn't mean that he's going to throw himself into danger or disrespect anybody and the likes like this, but he will stand firm on his religion. So a believer, maybe he'll be tested. Yani, for example, maybe he'll be tested and he'll have to deal with some people in the public. Yani, maybe he's going to get a new job and the boss is a woman. Or maybe he goes to an interview, come to find out it's a woman. Or he goes to open a bank account, come to find out the manager's a woman. So then the woman, she's going to come to help him establish his bank account and the likes like this, and maybe she want to shake his hand. So at this time, this is a test. This is an example of a test. Is a believer going to hold fast to his religion and to what he believes in the statement, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whenever the women, they came to pledge allegiance to him, whenever they came to pledge allegiance to him, he did not shake their hands. He did not shake their hands, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he has been narrated from him, la an yut'ana ar-rajulu fi ra'sihi bi miqyatin min hadid khayrun lahu min an yamass imra'atan la tahillu lahu. That if for a man to be struck, poked in his head with an iron needle is better for him than to touch a woman who's not allowed for him. Some of the people of knowledge have mentioned that this is a clear proof that it's not allowed to shake the hands of the women. It's not allowed to shake the hands of a woman. And so this is an example of a trial in our daily lives. And what is he going to do? Is he going to back down? He's afraid he's not going to get the job, or he's going to disrespect this woman and he's not going to get a bank account, for example. And then he's going to shake her hand and stick his hand out and touch this woman's hand. What do you have to be left? Will be firm. Will he have a strong heart? If he had a strong heart, then it will carry him to tell her, excuse me, I'm not allowed to touch the women. In my religion, I'm a Muslim. In our religion, it's not allowed to touch women who are not from our family, like this. And if a person who does this, he will find that they will respect that. In the society we know, we're from here, alhamdulillah, they many times those non-Muslims and the Christians especially, they will respect that. Oh, this is your religion? Oh, this is your deen? Oh, okay, no problem. No problem, and this is the way of the lands here. But if a believer, he was afraid, he was a coward, the weakness of the heart came, and the whispers of shaitan started bothering him. Oh, what are they going to say? What about this? Oh, what about this? And they start making all of these different scenarios until he would back down and give up his deen in the situation, and give up his religion, and give up obedience to Allah, and obey the shaitan. وَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not fear them. Do not fear them, but fear Allah if you're a truly believer. So like this, and likewise, yani for a woman, yani maybe she'll be afraid to go outside and cover her head, cover her body properly. And this could be something that shaitan would scare her. But if she is sincere in her faith, if she's truthful in her deen, and in her shahada, that she testifies there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, she will cover herself. She will cover herself, not because her father told her, or not because her husband warned her, or not because the imam had mentioned that, but because it's deen and she believes that. She believes that this is a means to please Allah Azza wa Jal, and she will cover herself for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And she will not be afraid, and she will put her faith and trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. And if she has to go out the house, then she will go out the house covered with reliance and trust upon Allah Azza wa Jal. With reliance and trust upon Allah Azza wa Jal. So we have some examples in the Salaf with regards to this. And we begin with the, yani, just to remember, yani, these examples, a believer, he remember them. Yani, the examples of the Salaf al-Salih, beginning with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions. Yani, and there's so many examples, yani, of this affair, specifically with women. Specifically with women, how Allah, he gave them strong hearts. And they were firm in their deen. And they're upright, and they did not break. They did not break in the face of fear and fear of the people. And from them, the very first one who died for the sake of al-Islam, and he died for their religion, died as a martyr, Sumayya radiyallahu anha, that she was tortured. That she was tortured because of her religion, but she didn't back down. And her and her husband were tortured likewise, and her child, all of them, Yasir, and likewise Sumayya, and their son Ammar ibn Yasir radiyallahu anhu jameen, they were all tortured. They were persecuted for their deen. Because they said that they believe in Allah alone, and they disbelieved in the false gods and everything that's worshipped besides him. Because they declared the fact that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, they were persecuted. They were persecuted until she was stabbed in her private parts and she died. And she died. She did not back down, and she did not give up anything from her religion. And likewise Bilal, he was a slave. He was a slave and he was weak, yani physically. And he was weak in society, but he had a strong heart. His heart was strong. All he would say to them, Ahad, Ahad. They used to take them, all of them, the slaves, and likewise Sumayya, and they would take them into the desert and the valleys in the daytime of Dhuhr, and they would punish them with different types of punishment. With different types of punishment. And before their religion, they would persecute them, but they were steadfast. Bilahu Ahad, Ahad. Allah alone, Allah alone. They would not give up. They would not give up. They would not give up their faith. Rather, they would face hardship. They would face hardship. This is the examples that we have. And they were steadfast in their religion. All the way, why? So that today we can say that we bear witness. So now we can establish the prayer. But they went, they gave their lives for that. They gave their lives, radiallahu anhum. They gave their lives, and literally, and for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the path of spreading the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, yani, until the Islam is prevalent until this day, and spread through the lands until this day, and entering to the homes of every land, alhamdulillah, at the sacrifices that they made. At the sacrifices that they made. So these are amazing affairs. There's another narration of another woman, radiallahu anha, from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's been narrated from Ata' ibn Abi Rabah, rahimahullah. He's from the Tabi'een and from the students of Ibn Abbas. He said he was with Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma one day, and he said to him, Ibn Abbas, he said to Ata', he says, ala urika imra'atan min ahli jannah. He said to him, would you not like for me to show you a woman from the women of paradise? A woman from the people of paradise? So this is Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhum. He's talking to one of the Tabi'een. He said, would you not like me to show you a woman from the people of paradise? He said, bala, of course, of course. And then he said, radiallahu anhu, hadhi imra'at as-sawda, this black woman over here. This black woman over here. She's a woman from the women of the paradise. And he said, radiallahu anhu, atat an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqalat, inni usra'u wa atakashaf. Inni usra'u wa inni atakashaf. Fad'u Allah li. She said, this woman, this black woman here. Then he said she came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one time, and she said, verily, I have seizures. I'm tried with seizures. I have seizures. And verily, I become uncovered. When I have seizures, I become uncovered. So make dua for me. That, you know, meaning that Allah will cure me. Make dua that Allah will cure me. I don't have these seizures no more. And she mentioned two things. Inni usra'u wa inni atakashaf. She said, verily, I have seizures, and verily, I become uncovered at that time. Fadu Allah Ali, O Messenger of Allah, make dua for me. Call on Allah for me. Ask Allah for me to cure me. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, in shi'ti, sabarti walaki al-jannah. In shi'ti, sabarti walaki al-jannah. When shi'ti, da'utu Allah an yu'afiyaki. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave her a choice. He said, if you like, you can be patient and you'll have parent and you'll have Jannah. If you like, you can be patient with this and you'll have Jannah. And this is a promise from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani, a guarantee. Yani, because she doesn't know what would happen to her. Right? But if you're patient here, you will have Jannah. It's a guarantee from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you're patient with this affair. And if you like, I can make dua to Allah and He can cure you. I can make dua to Allah to cure you. So she said, radiallahu anha, bel asbir. She said, rather I'll be patient. Yeah, bel asbir. Rather I'll be patient. Yani, because to have a guarantee for paradise or to be cured and maybe go to paradise, and which one is better? To be cured and maybe go to paradise, or to be patient a few number of days and be guaranteed paradise from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, she said, bel asbir. Rather I'll be patient. But then after that, she thought about her situation, radiallahu anha, and she returned and she said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inni atakashaf, fadu Allah ala atakashaf, fadu alaha. She said, but Messenger of Allah, but I become uncovered, yani the people, I'll be exposed, ma'awra, yani, I'll be exposed, so make dua that I don't become exposed. As for seizures, I'll be patient with that. But as for becoming exposed, yani, just make dua that I don't become exposed. Yani, to keep her honor, it's a bad thing. And in some of the narrations mentioned that she's touched by the janoon, that is, they considered it some type of disease or affliction from the jinn, or something, type of insanity. But it would happen. And she would be tried by this, and she would go into seizures. And if anybody's seen a person who has this, in our days we know it's called epilepsy. And I personally know people that I've been with them before, and all of a sudden they're in that state. You know, and when I was younger, you know, subhanAllah, what happened? One moment they're with you, and next moment they're on the floor, yani, shaking. Literally, he doesn't know what's happening. He doesn't know what's happening. Then maybe he'll wake up 5 minutes later and he doesn't know where he is at, or maybe he forgot his name. Yani, subhanAllah. This is the similar situation here. So she's tried by these seizures. She's tried by these seizures, but she can be patient with this. she can be patient with this. But as for becoming uncovered, and the people seeing her aura and her honor being exposed in this manner, and this shameful affair, this one is hard for her. This one is hard for her. And so a believer, he takes examples like this. And this is from her strong heart. And he has strong faith in Allah. I'll be patient for this for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla in paradise. But I don't want the people to see me, to be exposed in this manner. And so this is the case. So a sister, you must have a strong heart. And cover yourself. And cover yourself and have honor and respect for yourself. And trust and reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jalla. And these are some of the examples, of strong hearts. And we ask Allah to make our hearts strong. And we ask Allah to make our hearts strong, our hearts and the hearts of our wives and our children, and the hearts of the Muslim. This is something that comes from Allah. But Allah, He had made means for it likewise. And there's tests for these affairs. So a believer, he has to know about the Salaf al-Saleh. And to know about the righteous in order to be like them, from the examples of this affair of of a strong heart, yani we read tonight from the Sirah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is a story about the Islam of Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu, but it's really amazing. It's amazing how one moment a person who'll be a disbeliever. And then the light of iman and faith will enter their heart, and they're ready to face anything in defense of that, and they're not afraid at that time. And like this, the Sahara of Fir'aun, that whenever they seen the truth, that was with Musa, ulqiya as-sahara tu sajidin. And this is also another beautiful example. At one moment they're wicked and they're evil, and they're found and they're corrupted and they're magicians working magic. Working magic, and then the very next moment, faith entered their heart and they became righteous and pious, and they're ready to give their life. The Fir'aun threatened them, I will cut your hands and your feet off on different sides. And they said to him, اقضي ما انتقاض. Do what you're gonna do. إنما تقضي هذه الحياة الدنيا. You only have control. You can only command in this worldly life. And they realized that faith entered their heart, that they have a soul, and they're gonna return back to the one who created them and fashioned them. And they became at one moment they went from the most wicked and evil of the people to the most pious and righteous, and the most firm and strong. That's the favor of Allah Azza wa Jalla. That's the favor of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So somebody, he could be wicked and evil. He could be foul and corrupt. He could have a bad heart. He could have a weak heart. But if he's sincere with Allah and he's truthful with Allah, that can change. And his heart can be rectified and become the strongest and the pious of hearts and the best of hearts for those who are truthful in their faith and sincere in their shahada, and they're strong in their deen, and they show preference to the command of Allah, and they move based upon faith, not upon what the people say about them. At this time, they passed the test, and that trial became a mercy for them. And a means of rectification for them and light for them. So with regards to Umar radiallahu anhu, which is mentioned about him, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he mentioned whenever Umar, he accepted Islam, he said, ما زلنا عزة منذ أسلم عمر بن الخطاب. He said, we remained with might and strength and honor ever since Umar accepted Islam. And he said, the Islam of this person was as a reason for might and honor and strength for the Muslims. And this is what Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is saying, radiallahu anhu, ever since he accepted Islam, we have been strong. They didn't used to pray in the Kaaba. Whenever Umar he came, they started praying at the Kaaba. They began praying at the Kaaba. This is another thing that he mentioned. But the point is that we want to take the example of a strong heart and of courage and for the sake of Allah. Courage for the sake of Allah. And the fact that when sincere faith comes like this, they announce their faith. They proclaim their faith, just like the magicians. They proclaim, "Amana bi Rabbi Harun wa Musa." Amen. We believe in the Lord of Harun and Musa immediately, and they're facing trials. Similarly like this. Whenever Umar, radiyallahu anhu, accepted Islam, it's been narrated from Ibn Umar, his son, radiyallahu anhuma, that he said, "Lamma aslam Umar." قَالَ أَيُّ قُرَيْشٍ أَنْ قَالُوا لِلْحَدِيثِ Whenever Umar accepted Islam, his son is saying that whenever his father accepted Islam, He said to himself, or he said, Yani, that which one of Quraysh is the one who transmits the statements the most? Yani, who carries the tales the most? Yani, there's certain people that if you tell them something, everybody's gonna know. Some people that are known like this, they're known for carrying tales, they're known for relaying information. And so Omar, he's asking like this, that who from Quraysh is the one who tells everybody everything, carries the information the best, and the most in this manner. Yani, it's been mentioned about him likewise that he said there's not one gathering. There's not one gathering I used to sit in disbelief except for I'm gonna go there, I'm going to tell him I'm a Muslim. I'm going to go to that gathering and announce my Islam. And so this is an example of that. فَقِيلَ لَهُ جَمِيلٌ إِبْنُ مَعْمَرُ الْجُمَحِيِّ. So it was said to him, he said to the people, who from Quraysh tells the people the most information? So he said, they said to him, جَمِيلٌ إِبْنُ مَعْمَرُ الْجُمَحِيِّ. He said, فَغَدَى عَلَيْهِ. Who's narrating the hadith? Abdullah ibn Umar, his son. We know Abdullah ibn Umar, he's from the youth of the companions. And in the time of the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's very young, not quite, almost at the age of puberty. So at this time, he's a young boy. He's a young boy. And he says here, فَقَدَ عَلَيْهِ. So whenever he heard of this man Jamil, he is the one who transmits the narrations and tells the people the speech the most, he said he went to him. قَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَغَدَوْتُ أَتَّبِعُ أَثَرَهُ وَأَنْذُرُ مَا يَفْعَلُ. He says, so I went out with him also, and I'm following his footsteps, and I'm going to see what he's going to do. Because just before this, not long before this, Umar himself, radiallahu anhu, he used to punish the people. He was from those who punished the slaves. He was from those who were punishing them, and he was persecuting them himself. And he was harsh. Umar himself, radiallahu anhu, he was an enemy of al-Islam. He, at one time, he was an enemy of al-Islam. But now he accepted al-Islam. And now his son is, oh, I want to go after him. What is he going to do? And I want to see what he's going to do. So he says, وَأَنَا غُلَامٌ أَقِيلُ كُلَّ مَا رَأَيْتُ. And I was a young boy. I was a little boy, but I know everything. I know everything that that I saw. And he understood everything I saw. And so he was young. And obviously he's older than Ibn Abbas, but he was still young. And he said, I was a young boy at this time, but I understood everything I saw. حَتَّى جَاءَهُ فَقَالَ لَهُ أَعْلِمْتَ. أعلمت يا جميل أني أسلمت ودخلت في دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, did you know, O Jamil? He went out to him. Did you know, O Jamil, that I have accepted al-Islam and I entered into the religion of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال فوالله ما راجعه حتى قام يجر رداه. He said, والله, Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما, he said, والله, that he didn't say anything to him. He stood up immediately and he's dragging his upper garment. And وَاتَّبَعَهُ Umar, وَاتَّبَعْتُهُ أَنَا. And Umar, he's following after him. And then I was following after him. He said, حَتَّى إِذَا قَامَ عَلَى بَابِ الْمَسْجِدِ صَرَّخَ بِأَعْلَى سَوْتِهِ. All the way till he got to the door of the masjid. Al-Masjid al-Haram. And they're in Mecca. All the way till he got to the door of the masjid. And then he screamed at his loudest voice, يَا مَعْشَرَ قُرَيْشِ. Oh, you group of Quraysh. وَهُمْ فِي أَنْدِيَتِهِمْ حَوْلِ الْكَعْبَةِ. And they are in there. They're in there, their groups and their clubhouse, and their groups around the Kaaba. Ala in ibn al-Khattab qad saba'a. He said, verily, he's screaming at his loudest voice, ya Quraysh, verily ibn al-Khattab, he became a Sabian. Qad saba'a. They used to say that. They used to call that, and he say that about them. Saba'a fulan. And he either aslama, if he accepted Islam, saba'a, meaning they left the deen. He became, and he left the religion of his people, and he came from the Sabians like this. So this is what they would say about them, yani, to make fun of them or to speak ill of them. And at this time, Umar, he says, يَقُولُ Umar مَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ كَذَبَ وَلَكِنِّي قَدْ أَسْلَمْتُ وَشَهِدْتُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. He said, no, he's lying. He said, verily, he became Umar ibn Khattab, he became a Sabian. He said, no, wallah, he's lying. Rather, I accepted Islam, and I bear witness that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَثَارُوا إِلَيْهِ. And they all raced to him. فَمَا بَرِحَ يُقَاتِلُهُ يُقَاتِلُونَهُ حَتَّى قَامَتِ الشَّمْسُ عَلَى رُؤُوسِهِمْ. He said that at this time, whenever he announced this Islam, they all got up. They all got up out of their gatherings, and they ran over there, and they started fighting him. And he's fighting them. And they're fighting. He's fighting all of Quraysh now in front of the masjid. And they're fighting him all the way until the sun is on their head, meaning all morning long in the duha time until the sun is raised up in the sky. They're fighting him, all of them. He says, وَقَدْ طَلَحَ He said that until he became weak, Umar, he can't stand it no more. And so he sat down. And he's fighting them. They're fighting. He said, I'm a Muslim. He said, I entered into Islam. I'm following Prophet Muhammad. I bear witness. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. They start fighting him. They start beating him. They start, all of them at once. And he's fighting back, defending himself until he can't take it no more. Until he can't take it no more. Radiallahu anhu. So he sat down. فأحلف بالله أن لو قد كنا 300 رجل لقد تركناه لكم أو تركتموها لنا. He said that he swore by Allah, either you're going to leave me or I'm going to stay here. And he meaning he's not giving up. He's not going to retract his faith. I don't care if it's 300 of you. Do what you're going to do. He said, افعلوا ما بدا لكم. Do what you want to do to me. That's it. I can't defend myself no more. I'm a Muslim. What are you gonna do? You're gonna do it. Yani, so he, this is heart. This is from having heart and sincere faith and belief. And today somebody, he will give up his faith and give up his deen in a moment. But here we have the Salaf al-Salih. This is the case. This is how Islam came to us. By the grace of Allah and the permission of Allah. That Allah, he guided men to be firm and to be strong. And to not be afraid of what the people say about them. To not be afraid of what the people say about them or think about them. But rather they have concern for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this continued until somebody came and saved him. Radiallahu anhu. فَبَيْنَمَا هُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ إِذْ أَكْبَلَ شَيْخٌ مِنْ قُرَيْشٍ عَلَيْهِ حُلَّةٌ حَبِرَةٌ وَقَمِيسٌ مُوَشَّى حَتَّى وَقَفَ عَلَيْهِ فَقَالَ مَا شَأْنُكُمْ. Somebody came out and he's wearing some nice garments and he says, what's wrong with you? So they said, صَبَأَ Umar. Umar became a Sabian. And so he said, فَمَا. What's wrong with that? يعني رجل اختار لنفسه أمرا. This man, he's somebody, he chose to do what he wants. يعني this person that came out, he just seen them all jumping on him and beating him in this manner. So he came out, what are y'all doing? And they said, well, he became a Sabian. He said, what's wrong with that? This man is a man, he chose something for himself. Leave him alone. He said, what do you want? ماذا تريدون؟ أترون بني عادي يسلمون لكم صاحبكم هكذا؟ He said, do you think that his tribe is going to let you do him like this and not going to do nothing back to you? And he threatening them with the affair. And he بني عادي, this is the tribe of Umar. Do you think that his tribe is going to leave him like leave you like this to and nothing's going to happen to you? So they left him. So they left him. Yani. They left him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this man in this situation to defend, to defend Umar. And after some time, and after the hijrah, yani Abdullah, he asked his father, he said, who was that man that one day, whenever Quraysh was beating on you and you had announced your Islam? And he mentioned yani, that was As ibn Wa'il al-Sahmi. Yani, but in any case, yani, these are just examples of how a believer, he will be tried. Yani, but he will stand firm. Yani, I'm a Muslim. They are not afraid to be Muslim. I'm a Muslim. If they don't like it, yani, alhamdulillah, this is what Allah, the Messenger of Allah, he taught us to say after every prayer. Yani, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah walau kariha al-kafirun. The bear witness, there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. Even if the disbelievers, they dislike that. And even if the disbelievers, they don't like for you to testify that there's nothing worthy of worship but Allah, this should not bother you. If they don't like that, it doesn't bother you. You didn't say it for them. If you have sincere faith, then the heart will be firm. And it will make that statement for the sake of Allah. Not caring what the people, yani, will say. وَلَوْ كَرِهَا الْكَافِرُونَ وَلَوْ كَرِهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. So these are some wonderful examples. And even in our days, I know brothers who are in situations. We mentioned these stories, and this is something that yani, I know personally. And a brother, he had traveled, and he's poor, and he basically not a rich brother, and he's looking for wealth, and he got a job at another state, and he takes a travel to another state, and whenever he gets there, come to find out they had appointed him to do a job at the Budweiser factory, Yeah, and the brother's in need. He's in need of wealth. He's looking for money. He can't find a job to do what the job he can do, taking care of electricity and these type of things. And he finally found a job out of state. So he takes the job. He flies out of state. He travels to a whole other state. Whenever he gets there, come to find out the job is located at a Budweiser factory. At a Budweiser factory. He's going to be working at the Budweiser factory.
and making sure everything working good, right? For the Budweiser. But whenever he got there, he remembered the verses of Allah Azza wa Jalla, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَتَقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, and cooperate upon piety and righteousness, and do not cooperate upon sin and transgression. And he turned around and he went home and he took Allah's. He turned around and he went home and took Allah's. It was not long after that he had the best job. He's calling me, wallah, he found a great job, making much more money in the hometown. Subhanallah. Wallah, this is a true story. I know the brother myself, it happened to him. These are just examples you'll be tried. A person who'll be tried in his faith. But then if he's sincere and if he gives it up and he leaves it for the sake of Allah, Allah will replace that for him. Allah will replace that for him. مَنْ تَرَكَ شَيْءٍ اللَّهُ أَوَّضَهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِنْهُ. That whoever leaves something for the sake of Allah, Allah will give him something better. So this is the affair of the heart. A believer, he has to be firm. He has to be firm on his religion and his obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And he's going to be tried in that. So he should not sacrifice anything from his religion and be afraid what the people will say about him or what the people will do to him. And the likes like this. Any meaning that they are going to fire him, or they're not going to like him, or he can't get a raise, or he's going to be like this, or he's not going to get the job. Any shaitan will trick like this and play games like this. And this is really not the case, because the command is Allah's, and it's in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, the author, he says, وَلَهُمَا عَنْ إِبْنِ عُمَرَ وَلَهُمَا عَنْ إِبْنِ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا مَرْفُوعًا. He mentioned the narration here. It says, وَلَهُمَا, and meaning Bukhari and Muslim. And the first part of this narration is in Bukhari and Muslim. But this actual wording here with the second part of the narration is only in Bukhari and not in Muslim. And likewise, it's not from the hadith of Ibn Umar, rather it's from the hadith of Ibn Amr. It's from the hadith of Ibn Amr. And the narration from the first part has been narrated from a number of companions, from them Jabir and Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhum. It's the famous hadith, al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi, that the Muslim is the one that the rest of the Muslims are safe from his tongue and from his hand, from his tongue and from his hand. So this portion here is definitely mutafiqun alayhi, and from the hadith of Ibn Amr, not Ibn Umar. And also is found from the hadith of Jabir and Abi Musa. But here there's an additional wording in Sahih Bukhari, وَالْمُهَاجِرُ مَنْ هَجَرَ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَالْمُهَاجِرُ مَنْ هَجَرَ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. So he closed this chapter with regards to the weakness of the heart with this narration, الْمُسْلِمُ مَنْ سَلِمَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ وَيَدِهِ وَالْمُهَاجِرُ مَنْ هَجَرَ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. The Muslim, meaning the true Muslim, he is the one that the rest of the Muslims are safe from his tongue and from his hand. And the true muhajir, the true one who migrates, he is the one who leaves off that which Allah has forbidden. That which Allah has forbidden. An indication that whenever the heart is strong, which has preceded, then likewise the body parts, they will be upright. And the people will be safe from him. The people will be safe from his harm. And he will be good. Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna man lisanihi wa yadihi. A true Muslim, the one who has strong Islam, he's the one who the rest of the Muslims, they're safe from his tongue and from his hand. It's because he has a firm heart, and he has a strong heart, and he has strong faith. So therefore, he does not abuse the people with his tongue. And he does not lie on them, or deceive them, or cheat them, or call them names. He does not backbite them, or carry tales about them. And he does not use his tongue to harm the people, because his faith is strong and his heart is strong. And likewise his hand also, he does not use his hand to harm the people. And here it says man salim al-muslimuna, and some of the wordings of this hadith, man salim al-nas, in general. So likewise it's not allowed to harm the non-believers as well. The Muslims most rightful to not harm them with the tongue or with the hand. But even the non-Muslims likewise, it's not allowed to harm them and to violate their rights, not with the tongue and not with the hand likewise. And there's a wording in this narration that indicates that. Al-Muslimu man salima an-nas min lisanihi wa yadihi. The Muslim is the one that people are safe from his tongue and from his hand. And again, an indication that whenever the heart is strong and whenever the heart is firm, then the tongue will follow along with that. The tongue will follow along with that. So from the weakness of the heart is that the tongue, it will be loose, and it will take the rights of people. It will slash people, and it will speak ill of people, and it will backbite people. It will carry tales about people, or will lie, or will deceive, or will be dishonest. And the likes like this, and a person who uses his tongue in passive evil. This is from a weakness in the heart. This is from a weakness in the faith. And this is the chapter that is coming after this, and to clarify these affairs. But likewise, the hand, if the Islam is weak, and if the heart becomes weak, then the hand, he'll start working corruption accordingly. This is how the author, he began the chapter to clarify. And in the chapter of Kibair al-Qalb, the major sins of the heart. So the issue here is to strive to have a strong heart, and to have a good heart. And whenever that occurs, then the tongue will be good, and likewise the hand. So this narration, the author, he is mentioning here, this famous narration from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-muslimu man salima al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi, that the true Muslim is the one that the rest of the Muslims, they're safe from his tongue. They're safe from his tongue and safe from his hands. Meaning he does not violate their rights. He does not transgress their limits. This is because of his faith and belief in Allah azza wa jal. The strong and the good faith will prevent a person from harming others with their tongue and with their hands. And likewise, وَالْمُهَاجِرُ مَنْ هَاجَرَ مَنْ نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. And the true muhajir, and the true migrator, the one who is truly migrating in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, he is the one who has left off that which Allah has made impermissible. That which Allah has made impermissible. And so, this is a beautiful point here. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is clarifying that the true Islam is an application. If the Islam is strong, then the application will be good, and it will be seen on the body parts and in the tongue. It will be seen, the fruits of that Islam, the fruits of that Iman, will be seen in the conduct and the manners and the dealings with the people. It will be seen in the manner that he speaks. It will be seen in the manner that he speaks, and in the manner that he acts, and the manner that he moves. And like this, Al-Hasan al-Basri, he mentioned that, he said, إِذَا طَالَبَ رَجُلْ حَذَا الْحَدِيثِ لَمْ يَلْبَثْ. That if a man, he started to seek knowledge of this hadith, لَمْ يَلْبَثْ أَنْ يُرَى ذَلِكَ فِي صَلَاتِهِ وَفِي يَدِهِ وَفِي بَصَرِهِ وَتَخَشُّعِهِ. That if a man, he started to seek knowledge of this hadith, it would not be long. And it would not be long, and then that would be seen. That knowledge would be seen in his prayer, in his hand, in his eyes, in his manners, in his humbleness. And meaning that they would seek knowledge and they would learn about al-Islam, and it would not be long, and it would be seen. It will be seen in their actions. It will be seen in their conducts. And they will be seen in their manners. And in his Islam will be apparent in his dealings, in his speech, and the way he carried himself. And this is the case. And the true Islam is like this. And that first and foremost, the Muslims, they're safe from a person. He does not harm them and violate their rights. Now with his tongue and now with his hands. And likewise, the one who is truly migrating, the one who is truly migrating and fleeing with his religion for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, is the one who is migrating from that which is impermissible. Leaving off that which is haram. This is the true hijrah. Yani the people of knowledge, they mention the issues of al-hijrah. And normally whenever we speak about al-hijrah, we think about moving from the lands of disbelief to the lands of Islam. Moving from the lands of disbelief into the lands of al-Islam. This is what comes to mind first and foremost whenever the word hijrah is mentioned generally. Al-intiqal min balad al-shirki ila balad al-islam, to move from the lands of disbelief to the lands of al-islam. And this is no doubt a great action and a great means of seeking nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal. But it's not obligatory upon everybody at all times. It's only obligatory on certain people in certain situations. It's only obligatory upon certain people in certain situations. But there's another hijrah. There's another hijrah that is obligatory upon everybody at all times. There is another hijrah that is obligatory upon everybody at all times. And that is the hijrah, not of the body. This hijrah here, the first one, is the hijrah of the body, from the lands of disbelief to the lands of al-Islam. But the hijrah that is obligatory upon everybody at all times is the hijrah of the heart. is the hijrah of the heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just as making the hijrah of the body, one he has to go from one thing to another, and there's leaving something and going to something else. And a person, he will leave his homeland and go to the lands of the Muslim because of his love for his deen and his love for that land. He will leave that one thing and go to that which is beloved to him. He will give up and leave behind him where he is at, and he will go to that which is beloved to him. So likewise, what is incumbent upon every Muslim at every time in every land is to leave off everything that is displeasing to Allah and everything that is contrary to the legislation and everything that is in opposition to the Sunnah, to leave off that and to migrate that and to throw it behind one's back and to hasten to the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and to that which Allah loves, to leave off the actions of disobedience and to leave off the affairs that are impermissible and the attachment of the heart to these affairs and to attach them to Allah alone. This is the true hijrah and the migration. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referring to here. Al-muhajir man hajara manaha Allahu anhu. The true migrator is the one who has migrated and left off that which Allah has made impermissible. We close with that. Hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.